নিয়ে আর ঝরঝর করে বলতে লাগলো, প্রায় 100 শ্লোক ঝরঝর করে বলে দিল। তখন দেখে পড়ুয়ারা ছাত্ররা সকলেই অবাক হয়ে গেল। সেই সেবেতে মহাপ্রভু বললেন যে আপনি একটা শ্লোক তার গুণ আর দোষ বলুন। উনি বললেন যে আমার শ্লোকেতে দোষ হয় না, কেবল মাত্র গুণই গুণ হয়। তো তুমি বলো তো একটা শ্লোক, কোন শ্লোকের ব্যাখ্যা করব। তখন মহাপ্রভু ঝটকার একটা মাঝখানে থেকে শ্লোক পার করলেন। বলল যে সেই কীরকম হয়ে জানলো, এত আমি ঝরঝর ঝড়ের মতন বলে গেলাম আর মাঝখানে থেকে একটা শ্লোক কীরকম, তুমি কীরকম এটা বলতে পারো? উনি কে যে সরস্বতী কৃপাতে আপনি যদি কি বাগধর হন তাহলে কেউ শ্রুত তো শ্রুতিধর তো হতে পারে। তখন কেশব কাশ্মীরি মাথা টনক পার, এই তো সাধারণ ছেলে নহে। তারপরে বলি যে তুমি গুণ বলো তো আর দোষ। তখন কেবল 5টা না কটা গুণ বললো, বলে দোষ নাই। আর মহাপ্রভু কী করলেন, তাহার অর্থকে না স্পর্শ করে এই 5টি গুণ আর 5টি দোষও দেখিয়ে দিলেন। দেখে চমৎকৃত হয়ে গেল, আর কোনো বাক্য স্ফুরে নাই, পরম লজ্জিত হলো। ছেলেরা তালি বাজাইতে চাইল, মহাপ্রভু বল আচ্ছা আপনি কালকে আজকে যান, কালকে বিশ্রাম করে দিয়ে আবার আসবেন, সম্মান দিলেন। তারপরে গিয়েছে বাড়িতে, বাড়ি মানে তাহার বাসাস্থানেতে, আর সরস্বতী দেবীর আরাধনা করে বলে যে হে দেবী আমাকে একটু হারবাইলে, একটা সাধারণ পড়ুয়া ছাত্রের নিকটে দিল। তখন আকাশবাণী হলো তার কাছে, আরে স্যার তোমার কোটি কোটি জন্মের স্বীকৃতি, ওই বালক বালক নয়, ওটা বিশ্ব ব্রহ্মাণ্ডের সৃষ্টিকর্তার ও সৃষ্টিকর্তার স্বয়ং ভগবান, আমার পতি। এখন তুমি দেরি না করে ভোরবেলা যেয়ে তার শরণাগত হও, তার শরণ গ্রহণ করে। কেশব কাশ্মীরি সকালবেলা হলেই মহাপ্রভু চরণেতে গিয়ে বলে আমি এখন চিহ্ন যে আপনি কে। তখন মহাপ্রভু বললেন এই বিদ্যার ফল দিগ্বিজয় নহে, তিনাদপি শুনি ছয়ে ভগবত ভক্তি করা, আর সময় নষ্ট করবেন না, ভগবত ভজন করুন, তাতে আপনার কল্যাণ হবে। দিগ্বিজয় করে কি লাভ আছে, আরো অভিমান বাড়বে। রেখো কেশব কাশ্মীরিকে পরাস্ত করে দিয়ে আর তাহার উপরে তে কৃপা কর। পরবর্তীকালেতে তিনি বিবাহ করেন লক্ষ্মী দেবীর সঙ্গে, কুদিনে পরে তিনি অপ্রকট হলেন। পরবর্তীকালেতে বিষ্ণুপ্রিয়া দেবী, তিনি বিষ্ণুপ্রিয়াকে প্রেমা ভক্তি স্বরূপিণী তার সঙ্গে বিবাহ করলেন। আর তারপরে গয়াতে যান, পিতা ঠাকুরের আর প্রতিপক্ষের সকলের পিণ্ড দেওয়ার জন্য। আমাদের ভারতবর্ষের সর্বত্র নিয়ম আছে, গয়াতে যে পিণ্ড দিতে হয়, আর সেইখানে বিষ্ণু পাদপদ্ম, গয়া গদাধরের পাদপদ্ম আছে, ওইখানেতে মহাপ্রভু যখন গেলেন তখন ঈশ্বরপুরী পাদের সঙ্গে সঙ্গ হলো, আর সঙ্গ হয়ে আর নিমাই সে নিমাই থাকল না, ভাব আবিষ্ট হয়ে গেলেন। তার শরণাগত হলেন, বললেন যে সে আমি আমার দেহ আত্মা সব কিছু হে গুরুদেব আপনার পাদপদ্মেতে সমর্পণ করলাম, আপনি আমাকে এই ভরসাগর থেকে উদ্ধার দেখিয়েছেন। জগৎগুরু স্বয়ং মহাপ্রভু, আবার তিনি কীরকম হে তৃণাদপি সুনিচ হয়ে গুরু কাছে গিয়ে সম্পূর্ণরূপে আত্মসমর্পণ করলেন। এই শরীর মন দেহ যা কিছু অর্পিণ তুহা পদে নন্দ কিশোর, আত্মনিবেদন তুহা পদে করি ওই ন পরম সুখ। গুরুদেবের নিকটেতে যখন পর্যন্ত নাকি সম্পূর্ণরূপেতে শরণাগতি হবে, এক বিন্দুও স্বতন্ত্রতা থাকবে না, তখন পরমার্থ কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি তার হৃদয়তে আবির্ভূত হতে পারে। নাইতো তখন পর্যন্ত দম্ভ ইত্যাদি থাকবে। আমি কিছু জানি, কেশব কাশ্মীরি মনে করছে আমি খুব জানি, কিছুই জানি। অতএব গুরুর নিকটেতে, শিক্ষা গুরুর নিকটেতে পূর্ণপতি শরণাগত হতে হবে, আর স্বতন্ত্রতা বলে বিকিয়ে দিতে হবে, কিছু রাখতে হবে, তাহলে পরমার্থ আসবে। যশ দেবে পরাভক্তি যথা দেবে তথা গুরু তথা, যারা কৃষ্ণের ভজন করে, কৃষ্ণের সেবা করে, আর তার থেকে একটু কমা ভাবেতে গুরুকে করে না, ওই রকম তাহাদের হৃদয়তে সারা বেদ উপনিষদ শাস্ত্র সমস্ত সিদ্ধান্ত অনুভূতি সব কিছু তার বহু বহু এর উদাহরণ আছে। মহাপ্রভু আর সেই নিমাই পণ্ডিত নয়, বইতে ছাত্রদের ডোর বেঁধে দিলেন আর না, আর কয়েকজন লোককে নিয়ে ওই ছাত্রা বলল যে সে আপনার পথ অনুগমন করবে, ওই হাতে তো করতালি বাজিয়ে হরি হরে নমঃ কৃষ্ণ যাদবায় নমঃ, যাদবায় মাধবায় কেশবায় নমঃ, গোপাল গোবিন্দ রাম শ্রীমধুসূদন গিরিধারি গোপীনাথ মদন। এই কীর্তন করতে করতে হাতে তালি বাজিয়ে একবারে নিত্য কীর্তন করতে লাগলেন, আর ধীরে ধীরে সংকীর্তন আরম্ভ করলেন। সম ট্রান্সলেশন,
so today by the cause of mercy of Sri Guru Gauranga, we could perform the first day of our Sri Navaritra
Parikrama.
Today we visited the yoga pit where Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. Then we went to Shiva Sangam, the houses of Sri Advaita Acharya and Sri Ganapa Pandit. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the place which was most dear to the Guru Shilabhati Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
তোমরা যে নাম করে বেরিয়েছে ওই ময়দানিতে গিয়ে
বসবেন। Then I cannot understand what she is experiencing. Krishna said it's true that she is my prem guru. It's true that she is superior to me in every way, but still, there is something in me that makes her mad. What is that sweetness in me? How I can taste it? How can I understand? Then Krishna was thinking, unless I become Srimati Radhika, unless I take her mood and complexion, I cannot understand what sweetness is in me. Devasi Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikati Nadini Shakti Asma. Thinking this way, Krishna came in the form of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sri Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikati. What does pranaya mean? from when Bhav develops into Prem, then it matures into Sneha, Man, then it comes to Pranaya. That Pranaya, Krishna was thinking how I can understand it. What to speak of Radharani is topmost absorption is separation from Krishna, and her mood is in Madanakya Mahabhav. Krishna came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in Jagannath Puri, he tasted all these things with Sarup Tamada and Ramananda Roy in the Gambhira. Therefore, with these moods in mind, Krishna appeared from the womb of Mother Sachi here in Navadvipa. How astonishing was his appearance! He appeared in the lunar eclipse, in the Sandhya, just when the moon was sinking. That time, as was customary, thousands and hundreds of thousands of people were taking part in the Ganga, chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And in the midst of Hari Kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, thus indicating, I will give this prem through the medium of Hari Nam Sankirtan, and through Hari Nam Sankirtan I will taste these moods of Srimati Radhika. With what name to give such an astonishing child? Therefore, all the ladies, especially the wife of Sri Advaita Acharya, Sita Thakur Rani, and the wife of Srivas Thakur, Malini Devi, they said to Mother Sachi, you should call him Nimai. Because Mother Sachi's first six children have been taken by Yamaraj, therefore it's like a joke name, Nimai. Then no one will take the child. And his real name will be Vishwambar, because he maintains the universe. What an astonishingly beautiful golden color he had. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur has described all these sweet childhood leelas. How the older brother of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was studying in the house of Sri in the school of Advaita Acharya. And baby Nimai would go there dancing, catching his brother's dhoti, Adalbhai, come for prasad. Then Advaita Acharya thinking, how beautiful that child is. Even though in this whole world no one can attract my mind, that child's beauty has stolen my mind. I don't know who he is. Therefore Nimai was very restless as a child, just like Krishna and more so. One time there was a huge snake in the courtyard and Nimai was resting on him. When all the people, they saw the child on this huge snake, they closed their eyes and remembered Bhagawan. Who was that snake? He was Ananda Shesh. When he became a little older, towards the age of 14 or 15, the great Digvijay Pandit, the all-conquering scholar, the devotee of Mother Saraswati, Keshav Kashmiri, after conquering the scholars in the whole of India, he came to Navadvipa. And there, on the bank of the Ganga one night, he saw Nimai. That time the moon was very red, full moon. Very beautiful scene was there on the bank of the Ganga. He had come there with cartloads of books. Therefore, when he first came, Nimai gave him so much respect and asked him, oh Pandaji, we want to hear some of your poetry, some of your compositions. And like a machine gun, he made one verse after another, after another. Actually, the language was so high that most people could not understand. So rapidly he spoke the verses. Then Nimai said, your verse has some faults and some qualities. In Keshav Kashmir became, hey, what are you saying? My verses only have qualities, good quality, there is no fault. Then Nimai took one verse and repeated it. Then that pundit was astonished. I spoke hundreds of verses, how you could catch one? Then Nimai said, by the mercy of Saraswati, some may become a great poet, but by the mercy of Goddess Saraswati, one may become Shudhida, one who remembers everything upon hearing it once. Then Nimai explained five qualities of the verse, then five faults. In case of Kashmiri, his intelligence was blocked, he could not answer. All the children, all the friends of Nimai began clapping. But Nimai stopped him and gave so much respect to Keshav Kashmiri. Oh Maharaj, you come back again tomorrow night. We are only like your disciples. Therefore at night, Keshav Kashmiri was mortified and he was praying to Saraswati. How I can become defeated? I defeated scholars in the whole world. How have I been defeated by a simple student of grammar? then the voice of Saraswati came. That is no boy. That is my husband, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should surrender to him. So Kesav Kashmiri completely surrendered to Nimai. And Nimai instructed him, O Pandit, the fruit of all knowledge is not to become proud and to become an all-conquering scholar. The fruit of knowledge is devotion to Bhagawan and prema, loving devotion at his lotus feet. What benefit you gain for becoming a Divijaya? Therefore Nimai gave his mercy to him. After he married Lakshmi Priya, then she left, then Nimai married again to, see, Vishnu Priya, who is really the embodiment of devotional service to the Lord. Then after some time, Mahaprabhu went to Gaya upon the disappearance of his father. There are the footprints of Lord Vishnu. Seeing the footprints of Lord Vishnu and associating with the great devotee Sri Ishwarpuri, Mahaprabhu became absorbed in devotional sentiments. Just see how Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, but still he is so Trinada peace in the Chinna. He completely showed that path of full surrender to the Guru. Body, mind, and words, he surrendered completely. Therefore, we should also not keep one drop of independence from the spiritual master. When we have completely surrendered everything, then that the transcendental gift of the spiritual master will appear in our hearts. Otherwise, we will remain with bad qualities like lust, pride, and greed. Therefore, Shastra says, Yasya deve parabhati, yasya deve tathagata, tasyata prakasanti mahatmana. Only that person who has the same faith in the spiritual master as in Bhagavan, to that person all the Vedic scriptures are revealed. All Siddhanta will manifest in their heart. Therefore, no more Nimai Pandit, the wrangling scholar. As he returned home, then with the voice he began, I cannot continue studies. Hariharaya Namah Krishna, Yadavaya Namaha, Yadavaya Madhavaya, Keshavaya Namaha, Gopal Govinda Ram, Srimad Sudan, Giridhari Gopinath, Madhava Mohan. And clapping his hands, he began his Sankirtan movement.
Ashram Maharaj.
And Nitya Lila of Krishna Vishnu Parasa, 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 Krishna unto all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas, and all Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas. So, today, first day of Sri Navi Parikrama, and very, very wonderful Parikrama. That Pujapad Bhaktivedanta Tirtha Maharaj, Pujapad Bhaktivedanta Padmanabh Maharaj, all devotees, Pujapad Bhaktivedanta Vaikanas Maharaj, all devotees have been speaking very, very wonderfully at the different places. And now in the evening time, Srila Gurudev, he is just presenting, topping up the mercy more and more just on the first day. So I was just thinking how fortunate we are that by causeless mercy of Guru Angaranga, especially by causeless mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, that we're able to come here and engage somehow or other, take part in this parikrama. That not do parikrama, that actually who is able to do parikrama? That those devotees who actually have realized the glories of Sri Nathamikdham, just as is explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Sri Nathamikdham Mahatmya, how Srila Jiva Goswami, how he was doing parikrama under the guidance of Srila Nityananda Prabhu. So, we see that those devotees who are realized souls, those devotees like Srila Gurudev, actually, they're doing parikrama. And by their mercy, we're coming. And even though physically we're not seeing Srila Gurudev there on the parikrama, but most definitely Srila Gurudev, he's leading us, and he's taking us on this, the most merciful and most magnanimous display of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna in the form of Satyananda Gaura Hari, in this glorious event of traversing the nine islands of Sri Nathamikdham. Srila Gurudev Ki! Actually, all, everything is actually coming from mercy of Srila Gurudev for us. And we've only gone the first day. So devotees are spoken so wonderfully. And Srila Gurudev, again, he has summarized everything so beautifully. And speaking, when we hear from Srila Gurudev, then we're hearing those words which are coming from the lips of a pure devotee, a Srila Bhakta. Satam prasangam mamavirya samvido bhavanti rikana rasayanakata. Really rasayanakata. That harikata, which is mixed with the dust particles coming from the lotus feet of Sri Srivathya Krishna, and coming from his heart, and coming through the airwaves, and in what an auspicious place, Sri Nathamikdham, and what an auspicious time, Sri Nathamikdham Parikrama. How fortunate we are, in millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of lives, we cannot get this. By so much pious activities, we cannot get one iota of this type of mercy. So I just want to say just a few words, because Srila Gurudev, he has ordered me to speak, and I'm speaking for my purification, so please, you bear with me, as older brothers and sisters, that you're hearing a younger brother, and just encouraging for his purification and for his benefit. So, it's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Sri Krishna, he performed super excellent pastimes 5,000 years ago in Sri Vrindavana. After performing such pastimes, Rasa-lila, also he spoke Bhagavad Gita, and he gave many instructions, general instructions, confidential, more confidential, most confidential. He wound up his lila and went to Goloka Vrindavana. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's explained that he's thinking that really, I've come to give Braj Prem. I've come to give the love of the residents of Vrindavan. But people in Kaliyuga, they will not be able to understand. So thinking and thinking, in his contemplative mood, then he started to think of prayer.
Yuga Dharma Prabhartayon
नाम
Chari Bhav Bhakti Diya Nacha Mukhupan. And I'll make the whole world dance in ecstasy, relishing the mellows of servitorship, friendship, parental love, and ultimately, conjugal love. And then I shall personally show how people can go on the path of bhakti. Previously I spoke Savan Dhamma Prithaja Mame Kamsharanandraja. But now I will come and I'll personally show how to follow the path, and personally, the mood of the devotee, I will taste this essence of love and God. That whatever example a great man sets, come and then they follow his footsteps. So I will come and I will take the role of the devotee and I will taste this love of God. And also, I will distribute this love of God through Harinam Sankirtan. So in this way, the scriptures sing the glories of Harinam Sankirtan throughout. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Charas Goswami, describing this Yuga Dharma, this most precious jewel, which is coming from Sri Goloka Vrindavan, Golokera Premadam, Hari Nam Sankirtan. And he's imploring us that we should take shelter of Sri Hari Nam Sankirtan, especially in Kali Yuga, and especially that the Lord has come with his holy abode, and there's no better place to take shelter of Sri Hari Nam than Sri Nandri. Shri Nandri Dham Ki, Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan.
Krishna,
Krishna. advent in the form of Sri Harinam Prabhu. That Nam Gwaihari Sabha Jagat Nisa, that by this Harinam Sankirtan, then the whole world will be delivered. Srila Krishna Kavai Goswami, he's saying that we should have faith in this. And also, we should have faith that we, by taking shelter of Sri Harinam Sankirtan, in the proper process, under the guidance of Sadhguru, that definitely we will not only be delivered, but we will achieve Krishna prema.
नाम बिना पड़ी करे नहीं राजा धर्म
that even any other process in bhakti, it must be accomplished with Sri Harinam Sankirtan. Said that these holy names, they are the essence of all mantras, and indeed, they are the conclusion of all the Vedas. And which holy names? Especially chanting, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare! And what is the power of these holy names? Just a glimpse is given in the next verse. Then, taking shelter of Sri Harinam Sankirtan in the association of pure devotees, Rasik Bhaktas, following the process, chanting Harinam with relationship, then the sins flying away is but a very near secondary effect. But the result is that we will achieve Krishna prema. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come Samapaitam Unotagala Rasaswa Bhakti Sriyam. He has come to bestow upon the living entities of this world, Swabhakti Sriyam, the beauty of the love of Srimati Radhika. Specifically, he has come to bestow Braj Prem. But how to achieve this? Then there's a process.
So I'll end because already I've taken so much time. But just on one philosophical note. And this light is given to us by Paramahansa Yogananda, Nityananda, for Vishnu Vishnupad, Asukunasapa Shishimati.
That one time, during Navadvipa Parikrama, many years ago, the sannyasis, the leaders of different mosques, they came together and they were having some discussion on philosophical points. And the point was brought up on Harinam, that in Upadeshamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami has stated, Krishneti yase kritam anasadvita, dixyati chet pranamvita bhakti. That one who Krishneti Yasek Vitam Mansadvita, one who once chants the holy name of the Lord, that person should be regarded as Vaishnava. But we see in the commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he is stressing more on Vaishnava Sarata. That whether the person, as long as he's following proper Vaishnava Sarata, not doing asatsang, etc., that person we should be regarded as Vaishnava. But his son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Srila Prabhupada, he stressed that if that person has taken Harinam, Diksha, that that person is taking exclusive shelter of Sri Harinam. That that person has faith, some realization that Sri, there's no difference between Nam and Nami. I do not call Nam and Nami, no. Then that person, that Kanishka Adhikari, that person should be respected within the mind. Devotees, they could not reconcile this. And then Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pradyanka Srila Samarath, he explained that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Srila Prabhupada, he's placing emphasis on the devotee taking the proper process of chanting Harinam. And what is that process? Near Aparat Nam Loyal Krishna Praying Dhan. That chanting, avoiding the offenses, very strictly avoiding the offenses, and taking exclusive shelter in Sri Harinam, taking exclusive shelter in Gurudev, in the process of Bhakti. That even though that person is Kanishka, but still that person is worshipable, and that person very quickly, gradually, they will achieve their goal. But without, even though one receives Harinam, one receives Diksha, but if we're not taking the process, as is given by acharyas, especially Satyam Goswami, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Sri Bhajan Rahasya, then Paramahansa said, we cannot approach the goal, the sadhya, of Krishna praying, Raj praying, not even one inch. So, I took that this instruction is especially for me. That goal chanted 30 years, but still, so many things within the heart. Why? Because not really very, very attentively and very carefully taking shelter of Sri Harinam. So now coming to Sri Navik Dham, under guidance of Srila Gurudev, we have such an opportunity. But really, opportunity is coming, but we have to take that opportunity. And that means that it is incumbent upon us to actually understand what is the process and take advantage of that process. And then really, I will be able to take advantage of Sri Nandrikam. So I'm just humbly praying to Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and especially to Srila Gurudev, that one day, then I will actually be able to follow the process which has been outlined by our previous acharyas and has been taught especially by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. Srila Gurudev ki, Srila Bhaktivedanta Parikrama ki, Sri Harinam.
महाप्रभु संबंधे बोले कल का प्रोग्राम अनाउंस कर दिए समाप्त।